This example takes a look at a function in the standard C library called memcopy. Memcopy is a function which allows you to copy any sequence of bytes from one place to another in memory. The first argument is where you're going to copy it to. The second argument is where you're going to copy it from. Notice it's a const void star that says that source is a pointer to something that won't change. So in my program, I'll be changing source, but I won't necessarily be changing what it's pointing to. As a matter of fact, I won't be changing what it's pointing to. I'm just going to be copying it. But target is not declared const because I will be writing things at the memory pointed to by that. The third argument is the number of bytes to copy. So the reason this is a useful function is because you can pass any type of argument to memcopy, that is, a pointer to any type. It doesn't care. It's just going to trust you that the number of bytes is available to be copied, and it'll do it. And it does it by casting these pointers to character pointers, or in other words, byte pointers, because it's going to copy a byte at a time. So the first thing I do is declare a local pointer, target P, and that's a cast of target from void star to char star. And then I do the same thing for source, calling the local pointer source P. And now I can just have a loop that goes through for the particular number of bytes and copying from one place to the other using the standard C idiom. Star target P plus plus equals star source P plus plus. So it takes the contents and copies it, and as a side effect, increments both pointers. So you can use this function by passing pointers to any objects that are compatible and the number of bytes. And so in the main program, I'm going to take a float. I'm going to copy y to x. Now, of course, this is a silly way to do it. Normally, you would just assign x to y, but I want to show you how this function works. So this call to memcopy is equivalent to assigning y to x, because it's copying all the bytes of y to the bytes of x, and it does it by passing the address of x and y to memcopy and also telling it the number of bytes to copy. And so when we print it out, you can see that a 2 actually did get copied from y to x.